It's time for our Pawhuska Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with head coach of the Pawhuska Huskies, Joe Tillman. Pawhuska was off last week, a bye week for the Huskies after that 0-week game on August the 26th. Pawhuska gets a off week before the start of district play, which will begin on Friday night at Tonkawa. Pawhuska's last game a couple of Fridays ago, a loss to a very good Hominy team, 47-9. And Coach Tillman, talking just before we aired this interview, here, it seems like you thought the bye week went well. Really good timing, I know, right before district play.
Like to have the bye week just exactly where it was. You know, it felt good for us. We got to work with the young kids a lot, work on our depth, work on some JV stuff, and that really was very beneficial and helpful to us. Spent some time in the weight room on conditioning and watched a little bit of film. And you know, we're rested. We feel good. Kind of a fresh start for us. Kind of threw us off. You know, just the weekly preparation that you have, it put it on hold for a while, and now we're back at it. And I know the kids are anxious for practice this afternoon.
How does everyone feel maybe mind-wise going into district play? You guys are 1-2. I know that you've had a couple of straight losses after that win over Kellyville to begin the season. So it's been a while since you've had a victory, but a tough non-district schedule has come to an end. And I know that you have to feel like it's a new start, not only because of the bye week, but mostly because it's the start of district play. And really, that's all that matters.
Yeah, this week will have some, you know, heavy implications on the remainder of the season. Need to get off on a good foot against Tonkawa. And I think the kids are understanding that they are in a position now. It's like a whole new season that's starting for us. It's a six-game season, and it starts Friday night at a very well-coached, well-disciplined Tonkawa team.
Before we get into Tonkawa specifically, we touched on this a bit last week, but a new district for Pawhuska. You guys are more on the western side of the state now, almost kind of around the I-35 corridor. But how does it feel to be the new coach and now also dealing with a new district and really brand-new teams and rivalries for this Husky football program?
Yeah, I think it's exciting for the kids that, you know, facing these new teams. Of course, several years ago, they did play Tonkawa, Newkirk, Perry. But it's been a while. And Tonkawa is, you know, it's only about an hour away from us. And so it's going to be the beginning of what I think is going to be a very competitive district going forward. And I related to the kids that Tonkawa has always been a tough place to go play football. They're just well-coached. It's in their youth leagues all the way through their junior highs. Tonkawa will always have good players, tough kids. And like I said, they'll be well-coached. And watching film, watch three games on them, and they're going to be tough. It'll be a big challenge for our football team.
Yeah, just looking at Tonkawa's record, they're 3-1, coached by Mike Kirtley. And in three of those four ball games this season for the Huskies, for Tonkawa, they've scored 35 points or more. So it appears like they can move the football a bit.
Well, it starts up front with their offensive line. They do a tremendous job of getting off the football and staying into their blocks, and they run a lot of power sets, two and three back sets, and the lead blockers, tailback, fullback, do a really good job getting out on the edge and making things happen, clearing a path for what I think is a really outstanding quarterback that they have. Their quarterback is a tough runner, not afraid to duck his shoulders and get up into the line of scrimmage, and very athletic, fast, well-disciplined quarterback. So it's going to be a challenge for our defense, you bet.
7 o'clock kickoff, Pawhuska at Tonkawa. Tonkawa 3-1, Pawhuska 1-2. Husky is looking for their second win of the season and their first district football game of the year. Head coach Joe Tillman, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you on Friday.
Thanks, Evan. Take care.